Hoghead cheese.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
What?
The hard thing in the middle of a cherry.
Seed.
Okay. What do you call the center of a peach?
Seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Fresh peach.
Okay. And what about a peach that comes away from the seed?
Fresh seed.
Okay. What do you call beans that are eaten in pods?
Beans.
Beans.
Snap beans.
Okay. What do you call large, flat, sort of yellowish or greenish beans that are not in pods? They're not that big.
I know.
They're as big as my thumbnail.
Wax beans, I think.
All right. Well, now there's another kind. Wax beans are sometimes eaten in the pods, aren't they? Or am I wrong about that? But these, you take the pods off, and they're just the flat beans. Do you ever eat butter beans or lima beans or? Which?
It's nut beans and wax beans is all right.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat?
Beets.
The tops of turnips or beets.
Beets.
No, ma'am. These are the tops, the green tops, that you can eat.
And I don't. I've heard that of old treating them, but I don't think I could eat it.
Okay. What do you call corn that is just shucked and cooked?
Roses.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it just runs along the ground?
A little mole.
No, ma'am, this isn't a mole. Now, this one's sort of, it looks more like a squirrel than a mole does. It's about that long, and it's usually got, maybe a couple of stripes down its back, and it's brown, and it lives in holes.
A little beaver.
No, ma'am, this is a,
ground squirrel, ain't it?
Yeah, or do you you call them ground squirrels or chipmunks or something like that?
There you go.
Well, what would you call it? Or would you call it anything?
A brown squirrel, I reckon.
Okay.
You're sitting good, Miss King.
Ma'am.
You're sitting good, yeah.
It looks pretty good. I do it really good. You'll give him some more.
Okay, I'll give him a popsicle.
What do you call a little black and white animal that has a strong smell?
A polecat.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call an animal that's about that big and it just hops along the ground and it usually lives around water?
A frog.
Uh-huh. What do you call a little one of those? A smaller variety? You have a name for it?
It's a little toad frog, I know.
Okay. What do you call worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Fishing worms.
Okay. What do you call large worms that are used for bait? You have any special?
Earworms.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a little insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings? And it's usually about that long, and you see them around lakes and ponds.
Mosquitoes again.
Now, this one's bigger than a mosquito. And it's just got a long, thin body. And I think it's got maybe four wings.
I don't know that, I don't guess.
Okay. Would you call it a mosquito hawk, maybe?
Yes, I think that's what it's called.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it doesn't sting? It looks very much like a wasp, but it's not a wasp.